If you've been looking through the papers, you may have come across this story about a funeral home who's having an open day, and it's on tomorrow. Heffernan's Funeral Home are having a funeral open day tomorrow. And on the line with me now is Niall Mulligan from Heffernan's Funeral Home. Niall, good morning.
Good morning, Tara. Thanks very much for having us on the show this morning.
No problem. An absolute pleasure. Niall, tell us a very unusual thing to read. And of course, it is Halloween. So you're kind of thinking, you know, what's going on here? Is this the way forward now? Are funeral homes, open days, is this something that is the norm?
Well, look, it isn't the norm, I suppose. And I suppose not to steal the phrase, the weekend we're in, to take the spookiness out of funerals, I suppose. Really what we're trying to do is dispel people's fears about the whole concept of funerals and making arrangements for funerals and the whole death issue, I suppose, for people. It is something which we all face at one stage or another in our lives. We never know when we will have to face it. We never know when someone will pass away. And I suppose people are very emotional at the time, or can be very emotional. They're coming into a strange place. Maybe they haven't been before. They're meeting people they haven't met before. So I suppose the whole concept of having an open day is that people could come in nice and calmly, have a cup of tea, have a chat, look around the premises, ask the questions of a funeral directors, and in a nice, relaxed manner. So that I suppose when the time does come and they do need our services, or indeed any of the services of any funeral director, that it's somewhat less daunting. And I suppose that's the premise of the whole idea of having the open day tomorrow.
Niall, I think it's a brilliant idea because we are, I don't know whether it's a nation thing or whether it's worldwide, we know death, it's certain. You're born, you die. Yes. And in between, an awful lot of people, I mean, every now and again, I get a text off, a random Viber text, she's going to kill me now for saying this, from my mum, where she goes, I'd love this music at my funeral. And
you could
be at your desk and going, gee, what are you saying? And then she'll get about 10 messages back from the rest of us, freaked. Everyone's reaction is completely different. Some people think it's hilarious. Other people take note of it. Other people are going, what are you doing? You know, you're in the full of
that
your health, thank God.
Absolutely. And look, you nailed it there. And I suppose the reality is that some people have very specific instructions which they want carried out at their funeral. But it may have been said a number of years beforehand. It could be 20 years beforehand. But unless it's actually put down, maybe, and actually maybe just a note of it made, it's forgotten about. Or maybe people will, when the time comes, they come in and say, we're not really sure. I mean, Mum wanted such, we did mention that. Whereas I suppose for a lot of people now, we want to make it that less daunting. They can come in their own time and say, look, I want this, this and this for my funeral. Look, will you take a note of it there? Whenever the time comes, at least it's done. It somewhat shares the burden, or takes away a little bit of the burden of the people who are left behind to make the arrangement afterwards. So I suppose that's where that comes from. And some people have, look, we want to go the cremation route. We want to go traditional burial. We may want to go for an eco-burial. I mean, all these aspects in a nice, calm manner can be discussed beforehand. When the time comes, and I suppose none of us are ever ready when the time comes, we think we're prepared when someone dies, but we're never really prepared.
No, of course not.
And I suppose it's nice to maybe, for some people, it is nice to have that option, to have things maybe, you know, generally done before the time comes. At least it takes that burden away from family who are left behind.
It really does. I mean, a lot of people are doing it anyway, just very discreetly and very quietly. But the other thing is, Niall, we're terrified. That fear that you're bringing death to your door by talking about it, by going to a funeral home, that by engaging and listening to other people, it's the fear, isn't it, that we're bringing it in?
It is. And I suppose, that is our theme for today, is taking fear out of funerals, I suppose. And that's, this whole notion started, I suppose, this whole idea started in our own heads. Myself and Aidan Heffernan had a chat about a year ago, and when we discussed this, and it sort of stemmed from people coming in to us on a quite a regular basis, who would come in and just, some people would like to come in and actually do an arrangement and have all their funerals fully planned out, and maybe even have that paid for beforehand. Other people might want to come in and just note a few items which they'd like to happen at their funeral, and that's duly noted. And I suppose from there, we toyed with the idea of having the open day, but it hasn't been done in this country before, to the best of our knowledge. So we had to go over to our colleagues in the UK just to get an idea of what was feasible and what people sort of maybe expected to have as an open day. And so it all stemmed from there.
And Niall, and I'm not being flippant when I say this, but what will the highlight be of the Open Day? I mean, what do you
think? Really, I mean, the highlight for everyone will be sort of different, if you like, in that sense, because everyone will come to the Open Day with a different perspective. Some people may just want to physically touch a coffin. Yeah. Some people may not want to touch a coffin. Maybe some people will want to come in and actually chat about pre-arranged funerals. And we'll have Kevin O'Connor from Going to Leaves, the company we deal with, who will gladly talk about that and talk their options through that. We will have some people who may want to chat about civil funerals. We have civil marriages more and more. So I suppose the reality is that we're going to have more and more civil funerals.
That's
to
a
that
very
end,
good point.
Mary Elizabeth
yeah.
Dillon, she's going to come into us. She'll be there to chat to people about that end of things. We'll have our two local florists who will come in. Mairead from Something Special and Michelle from Cascade Florists. Both of them will come in. They'll chat to you about different floral arrangements and what maybe the significance of different flowers at a funeral.
Yeah.
We'll have bereavement counsellors on the day because obviously that's very much a big part of death and funerals. I suppose the reality is that as soon as someone passes away, we start to grieve or even beforehand. So I suppose that's important for some people to have that option there.
Especially if somebody's been sick for a long time, of course it
absolutely.
Is. These are all very
absolutely.
Serious side.
And all, look, it's different for everyone. We all grieve in a different way. So I suppose it's nice to feel, look, there is people there who will support us if we need that support. Sometimes family are adequate, sometimes they're not. So I suppose it's nice to have that option. So I suppose the whole funeral industry and everything around death, it's not just necessary funeral, but literally all the aspects of hopefully will be covered on the day.
Exactly.
And all, look, questions. I mean, some people will have questions they think are silly, but every question is relevant and we'll certainly be there to answer them as best we can on the day.
Well, Niall, do you know what? No question's going to be too silly or too whatever, because this you're really opening your arms to people. But now, I have to ask a question. Us being a music station and everything, the music's going to be very important. You're setting the mood, you're trying to take the fear out of funerals. Who's in charge of the playlist?
Well, look, it's certainly, look, we'd like to keep the whole day somewhat lighthearted, but look, it is a very serious subject, and I think hopefully people will be chattering their way. There won't be any need for too much music on the day, you know.
Yeah.
But
nice, warm, welcoming atmosphere.
Absolutely, a nice, warm atmosphere.
Yeah, now, do you find as well? Is you know, you're talking about going over to your colleagues in the UK. Do you find that we are? I mean, an awful lot of a certain generation. The first thing they do when they get their paper is turn to the death notices. Then you have Ard Lohanlon soon is going to be presenting that TV show Guess Who's Dead. That we are very interested in death. And we are very interested. And Graham Norton, when his father passed away, he gave an interview and said, do you know what? We do death very well in this country. We give people time to grieve. There's everybody coming together. Whereas in the UK, for example, you can often be waiting 2 weeks for a funeral. And people have to work and live normally within that period.
Even us, and we're in the business, and if you like, and we understand it as best we can. But it is a strange one where, I suppose, Ireland, we do it. We give time for people. We allow those couple of days to do that or whatever time it takes to do that. So we are very good in that sense. I think we do, as a nation, look after our dead and deceased well in that sense. You know, we have that great respect for that. Certainly in the UK it's totally different, where you're more or less, you know, take your slot and as you said, to go back to work, it seems unthinkable for someone here who lost a loved one to go back to work for a week or even 2 weeks afterwards before they have the funeral. So it's a totally different experience in Ireland, you know.
And Niall,
so, I suppose this day is an extension of that, and to make it that little bit easier for people when that time comes.
And also financially, because, you know, not to get heavy on it, but the funeral grant went in January this year.
It
so
did.
It
very
was
unfortunate that it has. Yes,
very unfortunate. €850. So
yes, so look, it's a big help for a family. I mean, it is an expensive time for people, and we can't lose sight of that. And certainly, we try to do things as best we can for people and try to accommodate them in terms of payments afterwards. And I suppose people who do have difficulty, it is important that they would call to their community welfare officer just to have a chat. There is still, you know, there's certainly limited funds available for people who can't. It's important that they do chat to them, you know. But I suppose at the end of the day, we tend to have our policy, certainly in Heffernan's, is that, look, we go ahead, we do the funeral as professionally as best as we can, and we do that on the day, and we worry about finances afterwards, you know.
Brilliant.
But that tends to be that's the policy we have indeed, and it always has been with Aidan and myself, that, look, we go ahead, we do things well, On every funeral, and we worry about then payment afterwards.
That it must be very, very reassuring, Niall. And do you know what? I don't think people will only be following in your footsteps on that one. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about funeral open days around the country. But you're the first one. The very best of luck at it tomorrow.
We've started going, and I suppose that's what it's all about. And look, if anyone wants any more information on that, they can check out our website, heffernansfuneraldirectors.ie, or indeed, if they want to drop us an email, they can at heffernansfda@gmail.com.
So perfect, Niall. Thank you so much. The very best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much indeed.
I hope that it's very helpful for an awful lot of people going along and that it works well for you. And in the meantime, Niall, if I may, happy Halloween. Yes.
Happy Halloween to you indeed. Take care. Thanks very much.